Welcome, 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 ladies and Dobermen, to the first inaugural RamblerMania.net podcast. I am your host, John Thomas. We're going to try this new thing and see how it works out, see if this podcast can help spread the word of RamblerMania throughout the land. To our regular viewers and contributors, and to people who may be new, who have never heard of RamblerMania, this inaugural edition is also the men's college volleyball championship version. Actually, my ears are still ringing from being at Gentile Arena on Saturday night and hearing the capacity crowd cheering the Ramblers on to a national championship. So, since this is the first RamblerMania podcast, I thought I'd talk about what is RamblerMania. RamblerMania is a Loyola sports fan site. It's changed leadership a couple of times, but it has been on in some form continuously since 1998. It's moved around from a couple of different URLs, and now we've got a new home. With the advent of the Ramblers moving to the Missouri Valley Conference. And so that's a basic introduction for people who may have never heard of RamblerMania. And you may be saying, you intrigue me. Tell me more. Well, what does it take to be a Rambler fan? That is the topic that I think will start off with in this first podcast. First and foremost, it takes a sense of humor. I don't want to shatter your illusions. It's not, if you've only been a Loyola fan for the past couple of months, it's not all 27 match winning streaks, number one rankings, and national championships. It takes a sense of humor. Recently, the researchers at the University of Colorado's Humor Research Lab, this is a real thing, they conducted a multi-year study to determine the fundamental elements of humor. And along the way, they compiled a list of the funniest cities in America. And the results are presented in their recent book. It just came out a couple of months ago. It's called The Humor Code. You can look it up. You can Google it. It's a real thing. These researchers traveled 91,000 miles around the world, and they developed an algorithm to rank the 50 largest cities in America by their appreciation level, quantity, quality, and use of humor. And the data points in their algorithm included everything from number of native-born famous comedians, number of funny tweeters, humor-related web searches, comedy clubs per square mile. I mean, it was a real scientific study. And to be scientifically precise, these researchers, probably wearing white lab coats and doing complicated whiteboard calculations, conducted an extensive survey with more than 900 residents from the top 10 cities as determined by their quantitative data algorithm. and they quizzed each city's residents on the kinds of funny entertainment they enjoyed. They asked them whether they looked for humor in their friends and lovers. They subjected them to a need for levity personality test. And the participants also, in general, described their city's sense of humor. They recounted their favorite joke and told why. It was very qualitative. And through all this investigation, it's no surprise that America's funniest city was determined to be Chicago, Illinois. Now, with the history of Chicago sports and politics, its weather, traffic, and the daily trials and tribulations of living in the city, it's no wonder to me, at least, that Chicago came out on top. I mean, just riding the L is, you know, a couple of comedy clubs worth of humor right there. Well, the Ramblers are a proud part of Chicago sports tradition. Some years the Ramblers fit just between Steve Bartman and Tim Floyd on the continuum of sports hilarity. Other years they're more like Kerry Wood, with flashes of brilliance that don't follow through to the end of the season. And sometimes they're pretty close to the 85 Bears, but that's not very often. This weekend was one time where Loyal Sports could be mentioned in the same breath as the 85 Bears. But this is probably the only time that you have experienced sheer Rambler success in sports if you're under 30. So it takes a sense of humor to be a Rambler fan. Another requirement is dedication. Now, if you go to a lot of Loyola games, you'll notice that there's a lot of older fans and alumni in the stands. These are people who remember the 1963 basketball national championship and the 1985 Sweet 16 run. They were there. They recall it all. Maybe they attended those games. But it's been a long time since Loyola had a really good news item on the sports front. And this weekend helped to turn things around. But things in general are turning around. The revitalization of the Gentile Arena, formerly Gentile Center, now Gentile Arena. The joining the MVC in 2013. Last year, the men's volleyball team made their first appearance in the NCAA Final Four. And of course, this year, ranked number one in the country for most of the year, 27 consecutive matches to end the season with a national championship on Loyola's home floor. Really, really something. So, you may ask yourself, do I have what it takes to achieve Rambler Mania? Maybe you do, and maybe you don't. In the spirit of the Humor Research Lab at the University of Colorado, I've prepared a survey. Now, there are no right or wrong answers to this survey, but don't think too long. Your first response is probably correct. So please answer yes or no to the following questions. One, have you attended a Loyola sporting event? If yes, did you have a good time at that sporting event, regardless of the outcome? Okay. Question two. Have you ever posted anything on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, or Tumblr, or any other social media site about a Loyola sporting event? Question three. Have you ever thought about but decided not to even bother posting something about a Loyola sporting event on Google Plus because nobody would read it for a couple of weeks? Question 4. Have you ever done an internet search to answer a burning question in your mind about Loyola Sports? Question 5. Have you ever texted your friends about attending or watching a broadcast of a Loyola sporting event? And question 6. Have you ever downloaded and listened to all or part of a podcast about Loyola Sports or a Loyola Sports website? Now, if you've answered yes to 3 or more of those questions, you probably have what it takes to be a part of Rambler Mania. So here is what you do. Join the Rambler Mania message board. It's free. Your data is completely confidential and anonymous. It's not shared with anyone. You can browse the forum. You can find a good place to introduce yourself and become part of the Rambler Mania online community. What you get out of that is that you find out some inside knowledge about Loyola Sports. Maybe you make some friends. We had one couple who ended up married after meeting through the Rambler Mania message board. And you'll also get a lot more enjoyment out of Loyola Sports because some years, let's face it, not this year, not recently, but some years, the witty Rambler Mania message board banter is one of the top highlights of the season. So go and do that now if you haven't done it already. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the first Rambler Mania podcast. We'll have another episode in, a couple weeks or so. In the meantime, we'll see you on the RamblerMania.net message board, and take it easy.